They voted back in July to permanently extend 50% bonus depreciation on new equipment and Section 179 expensing to let producers immediately deduct all the cost of new or used equipment or buildings. But many feel the Senate action on this is unlikely until after the November elections.
For the House, they're looking at providing some more permanency in the tax code. The Senate, their tax package has really been a two-year extension of everything. You know, while we're hopeful that we'll at least get a two-year extension, we would like to see more permanency in the tax code.
That's Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, who was asked if the November elections will decide the scope of future reforms.
I think that regardless of who's in charge in the Senate, I think there is enough momentum going forward for tax reform. I think this is something that the White House has been very supportive of. They're not supportive of all of these provisions, but I think they are supportive, and they have been vocally supportive of tax reform.
And Backus said NCBA is also hoping to see regulatory reform included in the House provision,
which would require joint approval from both the House and the Senate on these rules that have an impact over $100 million. Things like the GPSA rule, things like WOTUS, the Waters of the United States. These are all big things that the administration wants to move forward with and not have any kind of, you know, check from the legislative side.
Now, of course, the House already voted to block EPA's pending Waters of the U.S. rule, but on the Senate side, Democratic leader Harry Reid is headed off a similar effort. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.